Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. A world of natural health awaits at your local Evergreen Health store and online at evergreen.ie.
And Helen joins me this morning. Helen, good morning. How are you today?
Good, Keith. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us today on the programme. A number of things have come across the desk today. I take aloe vera juice most days for heartburn and stomach issues. I find it great. Can I keep taking it?
Aloe vera for heartburn. Aloe vera.
Aloe vera.
It's a really good one. Because you can imagine, you know, when you go on your holidays and you've got a sunburn or you're a bit red, and you put on the aloe vera gel on the skin.
Mm.
It's the same effect internally. It's soothing, it's calming, it's quick. So if you have a bit of heartburn or a bit of digestive discomfort, have a couple of shots or even one shot twice a day. And it's a really nice healer as well. People use it for bowel regularity and use it for skin and for energy. So it's not a bad one. However, if you're using it kind of on and off for a lot, it's probably time to maybe look at what's causing the long-term effects, really, to be honest. Yeah. And that's where you look kind of like more for more like rounded solution. So you might look at maybe the diet. You might look at, is certain foods aggravating it? Is it you eating too much? Are you stressed? Are you maybe certain medication? That kind of thing. And look at all those and see how you get on with that. And then eat less, maybe eat smaller meals. Don't drink with your food. Don't eat too late at night. All those kind of things and see how that works for you. Mm. You could throw in a digestive enzyme, and what that will do is it will digest the food for you. So there's not an issue with there being discomfort in the stomach or it coming up through your esophagus. Or magnesium will help as well. Magnesium helps with the spasms that they've even muscle there that kind of joins your esophagus with your stomach. That can really help there, and it also helps with acid production. So you have a few different options. But if it's a long-term thing, I would probably look and see what the story is, and because it can have like long-term effects, to be honest.
And consult your GP as well.
Always, 100%, especially if it's ongoing. It might just be, you know, if you've been on holidays and you've kind of been hitting the sugars and the fats and the alcohol, or maybe certain medication might be irritating it, or maybe you're stressed, or maybe you're not sleeping properly, or lots of different things, but you'd always keep the GP in the loop if it's ongoing for a while, to be honest.
Because a colonoscopy is 10 a penny now at this stage, and you can get that done, or an endoscopy.
And 100%. And when you get to a certain age as well, everyone has, you know, something kind of going, especially digestive function. If it's not working properly, it will affect your energy levels, it'll affect your quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
And no one wants that for anyone.
No. We have somebody else on here. Does Evergreen have an alternative to melatonin to help with sleep? Why would they want an alternative to melatonin?
Because you can't get melatonin in Ireland. It's on prescription only. And it's one of those things for years. Because I work late until 9 o'clock on a Wednesday. So all the pharmacies are all closed. So all the Americans come in because you can get melatonin everywhere in America. Every street corner, every airport. No big deal. They come in, obviously, jet-lagged, up to the eyeballs. And they can't understand how we can't sell melatonin. But it's a hormone. So basically, what I would do there is I would look at, you make melatonin. It basically, you make it at nighttime. It helps you sleep. There's certain foods that have tryptophan and melatonin in them, like your turkey and your nuts and your seeds. You might look at that. You might look at the reasons why you want something to help you sleep. You know, as I say, is it like a very recent thing? Is it long-term? Stress, anxiety, medications, maybe eating too late at night, kind of caffeine. Maybe you're on the phone, the blue light again. I always go with magnesium. It suits everyone. We have one to suit everyone. And what it will do is it'll work at nighttime to calm down the excitatory part of your nervous system. And it'll also kind of help with lots of other things, maybe the anxiety part, or it might kind of help just to relax those muscles. So I'll always go with magnesium. Mm-hmm. We have loads of options. We have sleep, we have herbal teas, we have certain, maybe valerian. But magnesium is probably my go-to for sleep always. But maybe look at the reasons why you can't sleep and maybe address that if it's more of a long-term issue.
Can I ask, why was it taken off the market? It was on the market for years here.
So you can get it on prescription only. It's very tightly regulated in Ireland. I'm not sure about, I think, most of Europe as well, because it's a hormone.
Okay.
So you produce it anyway. But so by taking, like, say, a medication or a supplement with melatonin in it, you're just adding to your own levels.
Yeah.
But I suppose it is a hormone, so it's more regulated, but I suppose different strokes for different countries.
Yeah. Absolutely. Is there anything that you would suggest to help with brain fog and memory?
Yeah, we get a lot of that because it's everywhere. And everyone, people know that you don't have to not be able to recall or to have any kind of retention of information and stuff. And when someone comes into the shop, what we'll do is we'll ask them what brain fog means to them. Because it's a big umbrella term. Does it mean you can't remember things? Does it mean you can't recall things? Does it mean that you have difficulty in concentrating? Or maybe you're a bit kind of clumsier? Or how does it mean to you? And then we'll ask, what's going on with them? Why is that happening? Is it a menopause thing? Is it a hormonal issue? Is it stress? not lack of quality sleep, maybe again, like say certain dietary issues and stuff. So we'll always look at the reasons why, so it can be quite individual. And then when we're kind of with that, then we'll do a few different things. Your B vitamins and omegas are really important for brain function. They'll also help maybe with the reasons why you can't recall things or remember things and stuff. So your B vitamins and your omegas, they help with clarity, concentration, help your brain function optimally. Sometimes low B12 can be an issue as well. And look at the diet. So we'll always go for lifestyle choices and we'll always go maybe B vitamins and omega. But if it's really worrying you or the symptoms are exacerbated or they don't help with lifestyle changes, always go to your doctor. But it's more and more common these days. So as I say, it's a good option to try the omegas and B vitamins first and then you can see how you get on with that.
Now, somebody asked, what would be a good drink instead of coffee for an afternoon energy boost?
Yeah, it's, again, another common one because the coffee is great just for the energy boost in the morning. But in the afternoons, what it will do is it might give you a quick hit and then you're slumped after that. So what the deal really there is, we kind of recommend cacao. And cacao is not cocoa, it's a less refined version of cocoa powder. And what that will do is it has a thing called theobromine in it. And what that will do is, unlike caffeine, which affects your central nervous system, it helps give you a nice, calm alertness and puts you like a nice dopamine hit. The girls at work all do it all, like every day. And what that will do is it'll just negate any kind of negative effects that caffeine will give you. Bit of energy, kind of works on maybe a little bit of regulating kind of cardiovascular, loads of nutrients. Make a nice hot drink out of it, make a cold drink out of it. Even water. You forget to drink water sometimes and then you realise you've been in the shop for 4 or 5 hours and have had no water. So up your water levels, that can help as well. Any like hydrating kind of drink would be a good option to take for sure.
Oh, what's it called again? Something
cacao. So we have it in the block itself or already kind of with the powder or the ground down. But it tastes lovely. You can make it taste as sweet as you want depending on your taste buds. But it has this theobromine and so it's a nice energizing, it's like stimulant, but doesn't affect the central nervous system. So it's a really popular one online. I love it on TikTok. People come in looking for it. They bake with it and all sorts, but really nutrient dense. So it's a nice option if you want a bit of a boost to get you through the rest of the day without kind of the jitters or without affecting your sleep or any kind of knock-on negative effects.
Good on you. Finally, my mother has a problem with recurring bladder infections lately. Is there anything to help her?
Yeah, there's two things here. If she's had recurring bladder infections, which could be even like twice, 3 times in 6 months, she would have been probably on antibiotics. So that if you're on antibiotics, even for like 6-7 days, that can affect your whole microbiome and how you react to an infection for up to 2 years. So you'd always go in with...
2 years?
Yeah. And then after 2 years, the microbiome wouldn't have been what you started off with either. And that's your first line of defense when you get an infection, because most infections come from like E. coli or kind of strong pathogens from the gut. So most infections that end up in the urinary tract or in the bladder come from the bowel. So what you do there is your probiotics are really important, or probiotic foods. Get them into you and help negate the effect of the antibiotics that was so needed at the time. And then the mannose comes from your fruit, your veg, your cranberry, and it will literally like lock on to the bacteria causing the infection and get rid of it through the bladder. So D-mannose always, it'll help with the symptoms, it'll help reduce the strength of symptoms, it'll reduce the time you have the symptoms, and it can be quite good just to prevent as well.
All right, further details can be had from Evergreen, but Helen, thanks indeed for popping into us. Cacao, how do you spell it?
C-A-C-A-O.
C-A-C-A-O.
Yeah, cacao.
Okay.
The good stuff. If you come in and look for the good stuff, we'll point in the right direction.
The good stuff. It's only good stuff in Evergreen. Listen, thanks for joining us today. Further details on the good stuff. If the girls are taking it in the shop, it has to be very good stuff altogether. Helen, thank you for joining us today.
Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. Kickstart your health journey with Evergreen Health Foods. With 8 Galway-based stores, a healthier you is just around the corner.